الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة، يقاتلون في سبيل الله فيقتلون ويقتلون وعدا عليه حقا في التوراة والإنجيل والقرآن، ومن أوفى بعهده من الله فاستبشروا ببيعكم الذي بايعتم به، وذلك هو الفوز العظيم. وقال تعالى: إن الذين يتلون كتاب الله وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية يرجون تجارة لن تبور. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم، تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون، يدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن، ذلك الفوز العظيم، ورضوان من الله أكبر، ذلك الفوز العظيم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected علماء الكرام, elders and brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The Islamic year is drawing to a close, and as is normal during the close of a year, when a year ends, then every business reviews its performance and takes steps to enhance its performance. And this is the fundamental ingredient of any successful business, to review performance and then improve performance. And very interestingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on many occasions in the Quran Kareem has encouraged us to adopt a business mindset towards the matters of the Akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used the analogy of profit and loss and asset to explain and to encourage us and to warn us regarding the matters of the Akhirah. In Surah Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in fact uses the words of sale and purchase. Allah mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has purchased from the believers their lives and their wealth in exchange of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept Jannah in store for them. So the price is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the subject matter of the sale is Jannah, is Allah's pleasure. And in this very verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks of the believers who do jihad in his path. And then he ends off the ayah by mentioning, فَاسْتَبْشِرُوا بِبَيْعِكُمُ الَّذِي بَايَعْتُمْ بِهِ. Translated as, so rejoice on this deal that you have struck with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is asking us to be happy on this very profitable deal that you have struck with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're giving something that is finite, your life, your wealth, and you're getting rewards of an infinite nature. Jannah, in Allah's pleasure forever and ever. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Fatir, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَن تَبُور. Those who recite the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they spend in His path secretly and openly, hope for a trade that never crashes. They hope for a deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will never go wrong. Tijaratan lan tabur. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah As-Saff, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, hal adullukum ala tijaratin tunjikum min adabin aleem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking, O believers, should I show you a trade that will save you from a very painful torment? A trade that will save you from a very painful torment. تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. That you believe in Allah and His Messenger. And that you strive in Allah's path with your wealth and your life. And that is better for you had you known. And what would you get in this tijara, in this deal? What is the subject matter of this deal? يُدْخِلْكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبَةً فِي جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter you into gardens beneath which rivers flow. And He will enter you into abodes of, in gardens of eternity, very pleasant abodes. To gardens of eternity, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is actual success, this is a great achievement. On the negative side as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used the same analogy of business and profit and loss with regards to the matters of the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explaining the ills of the munafiqeen says in Surah Al-Baqarah, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الضَّلَالَةَ بِالْهُدَىٰ فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ. These are the people who have bought error at the price of guidance. اشْتَرَوُوا الضَّلَالَةَ بِالْهُدَىٰ. They bought error at the price of guidance. فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ. So their trade brought them no gain, brought them no profit. In another ayah of the Qur'an al-Kareem, and here very interestingly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to a very subtle fact. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. After taking an oath, a qasam on time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very emphatically mentions that إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Verily mankind is at a loss, indicating to the fact that time and opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in this world is actually our real asset. And until you don't spend the time as per Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's direction in the next two verses, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. Except those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do good deeds and they encourage one another towards truth and perseverance. Besides these, everybody else is at a loss. And here, the word khusr is used, referring to an actual loss that takes place in a business or it takes place in the life of a person. So, meaning that it is not just an opportunity loss. The asset of time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed us with, if it is not used correctly, it is not that we didn't, you know, we lost out on an opportunity. No. It is that we have lost that asset. The second that has passed and will never come back. Again, on this topic and this approach of warning us through the mindset of tijara, to the mindset of trade. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-A'raf, فَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ. Those whose scales are light, they have brought to themselves loss, and they would be in Jahannam forever. Related to this topic and this season of performance reviews, the Islamic season of reviewing performance and trying to enhance performance, it very interestingly coincides with the return of the Hujjaj from this very unique opportunity of, you know, increasing their profits through the Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the Hujjaj very unique opportunities of becoming very, very profitable in their business of the Akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding the Hajj and uses a very unique style of encouraging the believers towards Hajj. Generally, the other ibadat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would mention a benefit of that ibadah, and that benefit is normally a manifestation of the acceptance of that ibadah. For example, regarding salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Verily, salah, if it's performed correctly, then the benefit of that salah, a sign of acceptance of that salah, is that that salah would prevent a person from immorality and ill deeds. Regarding fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The benefit of a fast that is kept as per the requirements of Sharia is that, inshallah, it will inculcate taqwa and Allah consciousness in a person. It will help a person stay away from other sins. Regarding zakah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. The faida and the benefit of zakah is that it purifies the person as well as that wealth, and it keeps, through other riwayat we learn, it keeps calamities away from that wealth. But regarding Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used a very unique approach. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرِ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. Addressing Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that, O Ibrahim alayhi salam, announce amongst the people the Hajj, call them towards the Hajj. And as we know, we might have heard from scholars, this was a miraculous call of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, the barakat of which is felt up till now. And before even mentioning any benefit of this tedious journey, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He gives glad tidings that people would answer your call. People will answer your call. He says, يَأْتُوكَ عَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرِ. They will come to you on every conveyance turned lean. The journey would be so difficult that the conveyances on the way would turn lean. But despite that, they'll come to you. يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍ عَمِيقٍ. And these conveyances will come from every hilly pathway. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again doesn't explicitly mention the fawaid, the benefits of Hajj. He says, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. So, yani, as if signifying that even if these benefits are explained to you, you will not be able to fathom and appreciate them. He's saying, so that these people could come and witness those benefits that Allah has kept in store for them. It's something to do with experiencing. A person whose Hajj is accepted, there are signs that have come in the hadith of an accepted Hajj. For example, the stones of Jamarat being lifted by the Malaika and other signs. But one sign is, you know, is that there's a complete transformation in a person. A person witnesses that something is happening to him. He witnesses a change in his life. He witnesses a yearning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His concern for staying away from sin deepens. These are all signs of an accepted Hajj. And this is something, one of the aspects that is referred to in this ayah, that an accepted Hajj brings forth such change in a person, such benefits in a person, that that person experiences it. He can't be explained it. Like when a person is told, a person who hasn't seen a fruit, a mango for example, if he's told that this is, he's explained, he's described that this is what a mango is. It is fleshy from inside, it is sweet. So the person will ask, oh, is it as sweet like sugar? So you say no. Oh, then is it as sweet like honey? You'll say no. And you'll go on explaining what a mango is, and he'll never understand until you present him with a mango and say, taste it, and you see for yourself what it is. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is signifying this verse, that لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ, so that they may witness these benefits that Allah has kept in store for them. And apart from those benefits that a person experiences, this change in his life, this transformation in his heart, there are benefits that have appeared in the ahadith. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a sahih hadith, muttafaq alayhi hadith, reported in Bukhari and Muslim, that al-umratu ila al-umrati kaffaratun lima baynahuma wal-hajjul mabrur laysa lahu jaza'un illa al-jannah. That a umrah performed consecutively with another umrah atones the minor sins that have been committed in between. And an accepted hajj has no reward besides Jannah. An accepted hajj has no reward besides Jannah. This is a great reward promised by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the hajj. In another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, مَنْ حَجَّ فَلَمْ يَرْفُثْ وَلَمْ يَفْسُقْ رَجَعَكَ يَوْمَ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ. A person who performs the hajj, again, very authentic hadith reported by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim. A person who performs the hajj and does not be immoral in the hajj, which has a little bit of explanation, and thereafter he does not commit any sin during that hajj, he performs the hajj as per requirement, then the reward is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all his sins and he returns from the hajj as if it is the day that his mother gave birth to him. He is completely free of sin and clean of sin. Another great honor for the hujjaj is a hadith reported by Imam Hakim rahmatullah alayh, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua for the dua of the haji. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua thrice and said, Allahumma ghfir lil hajj wa liman istaghfara lahu al hajj. O Allah, forgive the haji and forgive those for whom he seeks forgiveness. Allama Manawi rahmatullah alayhi says that this is a great honor that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has bestowed upon the hujjaj. So in asking the hujjaj for other du'as upon their return, it is an encouragement from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to particularly ask them for to make istighfar on your behalf. And whilst discussing this issue of meeting the hujjaj upon the return, another sunnah du'a to read, to give the haji upon his return when you meet him is that, ghafarallahu hajjak, غَفَرَ اللَّهُ ذَنْبَكْ وَقَبِلَ حَجَّكْ وَأَخْلَفَ نَفَقَتَكْ. Also reported in a hadith, authentic hadith by Imam Abu Dawood rahmatullah alayhi, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that give this dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this dua to a youth who came back from hajj, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive your sin, forgive your shortcomings in the hajj, or forgive your shortcomings generally, and may he accept your hajj, and may he replace what you spent on the hajj. So this is a dua, a masnoon dua that we should try and adopt. So these are the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the seasons of profiting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon the hujjaj particularly. And it is upon us, though the hujjaj and those who haven't gain the opportunity of hajj, to now review at the end of the year and plan for the coming year to profit and use the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us and this opportunity this asset of time to optimize its use. And just as a suggestion, just to conclude, a very simple course of action suggested by Hazrat Maulana Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani Sahib Damat Barakatuh to retain the barakat, the spiritual blessings that a person has already acquired, or to enhance his spiritual life and to become a better Muslim, become a better human being. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani Sahib Damat Barakatuh suggests this very simple course of action, which I'd like to share, and that is, Hazrat suggests that in the morning after Fajr Salah, a person makes this dua that, Ya Allah, I'm about to enter the dealings of this world. Ya Allah, I intend and I make this firm intention to do everything as per your pleasure. But Ya Allah, I'm not able to do it without your tawfiq. So grant me the tawfiq to stay on your path and what you have suggested. And then he makes this intention for everything that he does during that day. In the morning, he makes that intention. And inshallah, that intention will be valid, even though it does not occur to him when doing that action, as the ulama and fuqaha say. And then, during the day, a person adopts the habit of making dua, making all the masnoon duas on all masnoon occasions, as well as making dua for every small and big need he has. Every small and big need. Ya Allah, I'm about to come out of the masjid. Ya Allah, allow me to find my shoes easily. Ya Allah, allow me to find a convenience easily. Ya Allah, I'm going to have food. Ya Allah, allow the food to be, wholesome for myself. It mustn't harm me, etc. He must be always talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making dua. And every ni'mah he gets, he must make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And lastly, when retiring to bed, he casts a cursory glance on his day, and then wherever there's a need of shukr, he makes shukr. There's a need of istighfar, he makes istighfar. This, on many occasions, Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib has emphasized this course of action, and truly it can become a life changer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq of amal, wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.